What if one of your most private emotional moments was captured in a picture for all to see? That's how The Rose House begins, Tina Ann Faulkner's second novel following up on Ruby Among Us from summer 2008. Widow Lillian Diamond has returned to The Rose House, a cottage covered in thorny rose vines and blooms near La Rosalita, where her husband and twin children were killed in a terrible car crash 4 years earlier. The Rose House was where Lillian grieved when the accident first happened, and where an unknown painter has captured a moment of that grief on canvas hung in the local art gallery, a moment Lillian thought hidden from the world. Walking through the town upon her return visit, she's shocked to find her life on display. And as she begins to trace who captured it, she's shocked by more, too. Secrets to the painter and the causes of the car crash that took her family. The novel follows Lillian's determination to find who created the painting and all kinds of other things, too, like how to cope when bad things happen, whether or not there's someone, like a god, in control, and if he cares and is benevolent, then why does he allow terrible things to happen? As we follow Lillian's journey, we also explore the canvases of our lives and the notion that there is a master creator whose work goes on, even when we're not aware or don't see it, and how beautiful masterpieces are created over time and with grief and goodness in the mix. Tina's first novel has launched well, selling more than 20,000 units in 3 months. Her debut, Ruby Among Us, has received great response for its focus on mother and daughter relationships, and Romantic Times gave it 4 stars, saying, "Ruby is memorable with characters so well-written and interesting, readers will not want this story to end." With this next novel, The Rose House, the story need not end. New characters are introduced, but there's a return to the beautiful current-day La Rosalita estate in the Sonoma Valley, California, and to the mystical Rose House where lives have withered and risen.